Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
706 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Yes!
Okay. You brought a little energy today, a little excitement.
Passion, he brought passion.
Yeah, well, I mean, you sweep the Blue Jays, and you get ready for a little second-round playoff game on a Friday night, and you expect a little bit of tribbing. You're fired up, Jack. You're fired up.
I don't know about that last part.
Who's tripping? Yeah. Iggy and Plowsy? What's going on?
I don't know if I'd want to watch that. I don't know if I'd want to watch that. But yeah, when there's a Friday night Blues playoff game, there's an increase in tripping. It's that goes back to the old Norris Division days.
I don't know.
Schmeezings.
I think if he had it.
You caught the Schmeezings reference. You weren't even here for it. I was like 10.
I've heard.
You've heard tell?
I've heard tell. I've heard
that was story. Right there on Hampton, right?
Yeah, I would drive by it on my way to the University High School. Yeah. And I would go, God, that's the place that everybody likes to go? Apparently so. That was the spot. Now it's Mike Telenya's jukebox, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another place that people like to go, especially Yasiel Puig and Hanley Ramirez during playoff series.
Do you remember when they had the arena bowl right there by the arena proper?
A bowling alley?
They had a huge bowling alley.
Can you speak to this?
Right next to
the arena.
Yes,
I can. It was like 72 lanes, I think. It was huge.
Holy moly. Where replaced it?
I don't know. Whatever that...
Whatever is just west of the arena.
You know where Emo's is? That little Emo's that's still there? Right next to where
Checkerham
is?
Yeah, of course.
It was between Channel 2 and the arena.
Yeah, it was right down
there. And now there is a Mercedes dealership where Channel 2 was.
That's right. Yep.
A lot of people go hang out there before the game, have some bowling alley food and a beer, and then go over to the game.
Iggy, are you old enough to remember the Highlands that was on there, too? The amusement park right there by the arena?
Which is where Fopo Coco is now?
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Fopo Coco.
It was the answer to Six Flags in the early 60s until it burnt to the ground.
I remember the Olympic Theater that had showed X-rated movies, and you could see it from the highway.
Perfect.
That was on St. Charles Rock Road right by Normandy High School.
Now, that isn't really close to where the arena was, nor is it really relevant to the discussion outside of it's an old building that no longer exists.
That's the only thing I remember.
I remember my dad...
Should do well with the text inbox.
My dad took me to the Normandy basketball tournament once when I was about...
The Christmas tournament, tradition like no other.
Yeah, I was maybe 10, 12 years old, and we're driving down the Rock Road to get to Normandy High School to watch it. And I turned to my left, and there was a drive-in theater, enormous screen showing just naughty X-rated video movies. And I looked at that and got, boy, did I get an eyeful as a little kid.
And what'd you say to your father?
Nothing. I acted like I didn't see it.
Was it a girl-girl scene?
I don't even remember. I was so shocked by it. Mm. But it faced this busy street. Anyone who drove by saw it.
Actually, probably starred those two ladies we had in studio.
That actually is within the range for Seca and Kitten Navidad.
Yep.
Seca and Kitten Navidad.
And we had to pretend they were still lookers.
Well, yeah, Jennings.
In high school, a group of friends and I decided we would work up the nerve and actually go see a movie.
You and a couple bros went and saw Stag Film
together? Three or four of us were going to go.
Very nice.
We were lined up to get in, and right when we got close to paying... We saw a, I believe it was Channel 5 news crew out there, and apparently they were doing a story on how horrible it was that this drive-in was showing these movies that everyone could see as they drove by, and so they had cameras and lights set up shooting people as they went in. So we backed up and got out of there as fast as we could.
Yeah, probably
a
good
nice
audible,
Bill.
That is a nice hole, isn't it, Bill?
It's nice to know you had like a rambunctious side when you were younger.
Well, we had to check it out. We thought we'd check this theater out. Until we saw the news crew there with this, scramble, get out of here.
Just do what everybody else did. Get a box of Kleenex and pull off on the side of the highway.
Oh,
very nice.
Word.
Very, very nice.
We didn't
have
colds.
Yuck.
Design Air, Doug, sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say it's the most listened to hour in St. Louis radio. Design Air Heating and Cooling donating 2% of all sales from the TMA audience to Three Little Birds for Life. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard. Stop. A train. Keith Law is going to be with us at 8:30. Are you guys aware of what he's got going on?
What's he got going on now?
Are you aware of it?
No.
I know in the past he's been down on the Redbird.
Because the audience is starting to get hip to the fact that I kind of tap out during like 99% of our interviews now. I was in on the Pearlman interview yesterday, and it turns out that you beat him in basketball. You must have a sick game because he's 6'2".
I used to be a decent player. I'm 54 now, but
I understand
but
he's 6'2". I mean, usually us small cats are...
He's a lump. He was a big, gangly lump that
I thought he was
move.
Like a tall, skinny guy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He was a big, just guy standing there. Couldn't move, and it wasn't even a game. And it was a bet that if he won, he was supposed to write a column about humility because he was a young, brash college reporter.
Uh-huh.
And if he won, I was going to let him come on set and do a segment on the nightly Delaware News. And I won, and he barely mentioned humility in the column.
Bastard.
But it wasn't much of a game. When I was listening, and he said he beat me, and he finished with a dunk. And I was like, I hope he corrects
that. And he did.
He did.
But I enjoyed that interview on the ESPN.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
Layoffs. That was a good discussion. Depressing, but good discussion. And then so the Sea Monster sent this over, and I saw, because I've really come to respect Ryan Russillo of ESPN Radio when I heard him on his podcast, on Richard Deitch's podcast a couple months ago, I guess. And as it turns out, Michelle Smallman, formerly of 101 ESPN, is the producer for Ryan Russillo's show. And Danny Cannell, who used to be with Ryan, was laid at one of the people laid off. And so
that affected, because I know they had a show, and I thought maybe that's like a different ownership. So it wasn't.
What do you mean different ownership?
I didn't know ESPN owned that show. So Cannell is off that radio.
Cannell's off that show. Along with, I saw Britt McHenry was also laid off yesterday. Probably most famous for her blow up at a tow truck operator a couple of years ago. So when she got laid off, the social media gangsters, of course, anonymous accounts, did their dance because what they were saying, Doug, is it wasn't right for her to kick someone when they're down and working late at night in a tow truck window.
Right.
And so when she gets laid off, what they do to show their moral superiority is kick her when she's down. Do you get it now?
I do. Yeah, makes perfect sense.
Wait, right. And that happened years ago. Didn't that happen years
ago? It's probably 3 years ago now, I would guess.
I thought it was even more than that.
Yeah, but
and they're still out to get her.
Well, but I mean, they're holding her accountable
by
creating an anonymous Twitter account. So Michelle, when I was tuning into Russillo's show a couple days ago, because I saw Cannell had been let go, and I'm like, oh man, I hope Ryan Russillo didn't, because he to me is a critical thinking sports talk radio host who's anti hot take. And I really, like I said, I enjoyed listening to his explanation for his reasoning for the way he hosts his show on Richard Deitch's podcast. I'm like, man, I hope they don't let him go. And then I don't know Michelle real well. We've communicated a number of times, tried to hire. And I was thinking, God, I hope they didn't let her go. And so getting back to Keith Law, the day I tuned in, the day of the majority of the layoffs, 2 days ago, they did not have Russillo in. They had Adnan Virk and Keith Law hosting the show, which made me think Russillo had been let go. And then they showed Michelle Smallman, like when they come back from break, being in like the producer's booth. So she obviously still, unless something has changed, if it did, be super, super awkward. But I believe she's still there. She's certainly talented and an up and comer. Russillo is staying, but Cannell is out. They had Keith Law on filling in, and he was talking about this book that he has written called Smart Baseball.
Smart Baseball.
Right. And
S-M-A-T?
No, S-M-A-R-T.
Smart.
Have you ever seen it spelled S-M-A-T? Okay. Smart Baseball.
Well, that would be Smart Baseball.
Smart Baseball. I just said it. All right. The third time I've said it. Sixth time.
S-M-A-T.
Now let's move on. We
Keith
get it.
Smart. Okay. Keith Smart had a nice jumper.
Yes, he did.
Against Cuse, 87?
I don't remember Steve
Alford?
The year. I don't remember the year.
Was Derek Coleman and Billy Omens on that, or were they
were, I don't know.
No, I don't think.
Jeez, my show prep. But, so I'm thinking to myself, I guess that's interesting to some people. And then the Sea Monster sent me an email the next day saying we're going to have him on. And then I thought, oh, I wonder if Doug or the cat had requested them, because that will be good for them to ask him questions. But unfortunately, it sounds like you weren't. And then it sounds like I might have to participate, and I don't know.
Well, it's not a day game, so I'll be here. So I'm glad to participate.
Okay.
And I know,
because I'm kind of in tap out mode on interviews right now.
In the past, he didn't love the
I like talking. It stimulates my synapses to have discussions that I care about, but then like ask people who I'm not all that interested in questions that I'm not that interested in the answer. I kind of start playing around on the fan page.
Didn't
because I'm bored.
Didn't we have him on before, and we kind of went after him a little bit?
Yes, about 10 years ago, we got in an argument as to whether or not the 2006 World Champion Cardinals were a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember? Well, Doug, wouldn't have been here. You were listening, but it was a weird discussion.
I remember when he made a big deal, it was a big thing in St. Louis, and right. He said the Cardinals weren't the best team.
But I have to say, now, 11 years, the problem is many of the things he says, the tact with which he says them, he might be right, but he says it in a way that's
by design to ruffle feathers.
Oh, I don't know. I just think he's naturally abrasive. I think. I don't know, but I think his mind fires, you know, quicker than many others, and so when other people don't catch on to where he's coming from, he gets frustrated and condescending. I think that's what's going on. But now looking back on it, I have to say, I understand where he was coming from, but as opposed to laying out data to back up his case, he just got pissed that we didn't understand where he was coming from. I do, it was one of my, because I remember sitting there, well, they're the world champions, but they're not a good team, but they're the world champions, but they're not a good team.
No, I understood what he was saying, but he didn't really have anything to back it up.
Right.
He didn't have anything, as I recall, but it was many years ago, and I don't even remember putting on pants this morning, but I have them on.
So Doug, do you remember Maxwell Smart? I frequently talk into your toot sleeve and pretend it's a phone.
Maxwell Smart was Get Smart. Agent 86?
That's from the Del Mar Gardens glory hole.
Yeah, that was a funny show, Get Smart.
So they have glory holes?
They didn't know. Never did have an episode about that.
No. Because Del Mar Gardens. At Del Mar Gardens.
No, they wouldn't have me.
Kind of
horrifying? They don't exist, these things.
Like you're in a stall, and all of a sudden, like an 85-year-old gentleman's ween shoots through the little...
Doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, that's what's being talked about. We have the Cardinal game, the day game, up on the screen. And I think, you know, sure, the Matt Carpenter walk-off Grand Slam is something people will remember. But what I will always remember, and I think most of the audience will always remember more, is the fact that Buck Swope somehow was two rows back of home plate in the green seats wearing his Sergio Garcia 2017 model green jacket, and during the game holding up a free Dotum sign.
I saw
Was he holding it up during?
I saw it. I hope they threw him out. Did they throw him out?
Of course not. The Cardinals are on board with the mission. The Cardinals are on board.
Did they? Did someone screenshot him holding up the sign?
Somebody did. Yeah. Paul Hample, who...
Oh, Hampsy.
I believe he's a writer at the Post-Dispatch. Good fella. And here it is, the cat. Here's the screenshot. I tweeted it out, and there he is.
That's disappointing. That one Carpenter's trying to dig in and hit.
And there's Swope holding up a free Dotum bumper sticker with his white-rimmed sunglasses and green jacket.
How'd he even get those tickets?
Our audience is old money.
They're not.
I would have retweeted had I seen that.
Shutter spook.
Retweet it now. You don't like to mix in the sewage water of this show
into your
Twitter account.
I limit the sewage, but I'll sprinkle the sewage in there.
For every one time you mention a Fox Sports Midwest pre or post game show on this show, I would like to put it in your contract that you mention this show on Fox Sports Midwest. See how that plays.
Well, I think that's a fair point.
Thank you. So, that's Buck Swope. To me, Doug, he gets the game ball. If we're giving out game balls, don't you agree? He gets the game ball. He wore a green jacket right behind Cardinal home plate and held up the free Dotum bumper sticker.
He didn't do anything but sit there. He sat there and he held up a sign. A sign in support of the vilest of the vile.
You know what he did? He took a stand on something. And you know what, Buck Swope? I think you're a great American. I think you're a smart guy. I know sometimes you get sideways with Iggy. But I'm going to dedicate this show to you, Buck Swope, because I think what you did took courage, and I salute you.
Oh my God! Courage,
and I'm going to retweet.
He sat there.
I got to it just in time.
You know, I'm disappointed in him.
Please, please, please post that pic on the fan pin. I'd be surprised if that picture's not on the fan page.
I think it was up there.
Can you not
times.
Access my Twitter account?
It was up there five times yesterday.
Was it really?
Yeah. So,
Tim, let me show you this. This just shows you that I'm, let's face it, I'm a crusty old geezer. I'm looking for your Twitter, so I call it up. You're listed right behind Tim Conway.
Dorf on golf? I think I actually might be taller than him.
I follow him. I don't know why. I don't know how.
Does he tweet often?
I'm surprised he's on Twitter.
I'm surprised he's alive.
Yeah, that's also at play.
He's got to be 80 by now. Yeah, at least.
At the top of my Twitter feed is a violent protest in Macedonia. Bloody gentlemen.
What are they upset with in Macedonia?
Violence breaks out as hundreds of angry protesters storm Macedonian parliament demanding new elections. Huh. Ooh, a woman just got yanked down by the hair by some old guy. Holy moly. And then some Naomi Woods pictures. God bless her. Very high on her.
Now, can you pinpoint exactly where Macedonia is?
I thought it was like an ancient nation, like in Game of Thrones.
I think it's a real place.
I think that's where Khaleesi's dragons come from.
Well, there aren't any dragons.
Plow Predator, I just heard you let out like a groan. Is everything okay, or were you just thinking of Khaleesi?
Khaleesi and dragons.
Both.
Both.
Very nice.
It's not that nice. Khaleesi is who now?
I honestly have never watched a minute of the Game of Thrones.
You're just trying to act like you do to be cool.
No, not necessarily.
But you know who she is.
Oh, yeah.
Who is she?
She owns the dragons, bro.
All right.
I think she's a queen or a mistress or I don't know. She's hot, though.
Okay.
Right.
I don't watch that particular presentation. It's people in an old castle sitting around staring into space, as far as I can tell.
I, you know what? Anna Marie and I started to watch it, and I'm just like, God, this, I can't do it. I'm just super bored. And we gave it another run, and we tapped out again, and people were just insistent. You have to get through the first few episodes, and then when you do, holy moly cockatoly, Jack.
Why? We're going to have some action, some car chases, and shoot 'em ups, and bank robberies, and barroom brawls, or what?
Horses,
okay.
No.
Horses. Oh,
thank you. The Seamaster says, Macedonia is a country just north of Greece. Also in the links is a story about a college course on learning Dothraki language.
The what language now?
Dothraki. It's one of the languages they speak in Game of Threes.
Game of Threes.
That's right, Game of Thrones.
Okay. Dothraki.
Dothraki, of course, a fake language, respectfully, that is spoken in Game of Thrones.
And you can understand this language, can you?
Well, now there's going to be a college course at UC Berkeley.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
What?
Yeah, let's not teach anything mean.
Why don't you ever look at the links that the Sea Monster provides?
I do, but I didn't read that one. They're going to have a college course at Berkeley.
Dothraki, the made-up language from Game of Thrones, is the latest fake language to capture the curiosity of fans, as evidenced by a new course at UC Berkeley.
Yeah, that would make sense that it would be there.
He, she, it. Keisha, we, Yeti, you guys, Mori, they. Thirat, to live. Nesolat, to learn. Now let us go on to the text. Anha Thirak. Yerthiri.
Right. Okay, knock it off.
Stupid.
Knock it off.
So I guess we're not going to get to Jason Barrett's fantasy draft.
Doug and I covered it. We went through it. It was wonderful. It's a great draft.
I must have already started doing journalism at the old ballpark.
Yeah, we didn't get to it until 9:30. And I was thinking to myself, because Doug, you know what I do?
What?
I analyze data, and the data shows if you're looking at the streaming, it's like a chat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 7 o'clock. It's high. And starting at 9, it starts to go down slightly.
People have had enough of us.
And so I'm like, I have a feeling this Jason Barrett Sports Talk Radio draft might be best saved for tomorrow. But I just wanted to get into it so badly that I.
Mm-hmm.
That I did yesterday. Yeah, maybe I did.
Well, there's audience turnover, Tim.
There is.
What are the chances that someone listening at 9 is listening right now?
Doug, what percentage? Yeah, I think it's probably.
I think a lot of people, you know, outside of these walls are talking about that mock draft that Jason Barrett had.
I'm Jason Barrett, the conductor of this audio thrill ride.
What if he's being sarcastic there and he's leveling us?
So where did who went number one? And
let me see. I pulled it up on the
Falcons
pit.
We're gonna do a second day
at first base. Let me just send something to Bill for a second, then I'll be with you on
the. This is the number one guy, I believe.
Yeah, he went number one. He did go number one.
He did go number one.
He did go number one.
Oh, sure.
He's the biggest name in sports, Doc.
By the way, as I scroll down the fan pit, Davey Link. You know Davey Link?
No.
He posted on the fan page the shirt from the Morning Grind.
That makes us look like there's something genetically wrong with each one of us.
And you have a fade,
yeah.
The rare white man fade. Martin looks like Jay Leno, and I have hair, which is wonderful. At the time, I did. And it says 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'm going, we never did 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Well, I remember they wanted us to, and we're like, not interested.
Yeah, it's in our contracts. It's in our contracts, boys. As you learned about the Cats contract, thank you for the free bathroom.
And Martin looks like, honestly, that there's something really wrong with him. Like, that was a shot. Like,
that doesn't look remotely like me. Now, listen, all of them are off, but, like, there's not, like, a remote similarity. I feel like your eyes might be accurate, but your nose is like almost like a cartoon character. It's like a Fred Flintstone situation.
Yeah, Doug, what are they trying to say there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think
wasn't
your
in the shape of
people
a six,
were
it?
In charge of the operation.
Well, here's the thing.
Just the weird thing is, surprisingly, they took a loss.
My guess would be that if you're a station executive and then one of your morning hosts at a Christmas party takes to the microphone and verbally destroys each one of you, then when it's time for the gimmick t-shirts, you're going to get your revenge. And I think that's what happened.
That is true.
Yeah.
So we ran, I think we were doing a live remote from McDonald's by Rams Pack. And I don't know how many shirts we had to give away to the people who showed up, but we ran out of them within the first couple hours of the show. And producer Joe, who sometimes didn't manage his emotions real well, went back to the radio station and told the GM to F off when he was saying it's BS that we ran out of t-shirts, which then led to producer Joe getting whacked, which then led to the implementation of a producer. First off, nobody talked to us about our producer getting whacked. That was a problem. Secondly, then that led to the insertion of somebody we didn't know as our producer.
Who, by the way, turned out to be a nice guy.
Yeah, so I understand that because he's at Fox Sports West, right?
Yeah, and he's a very good guy.
Yeah, but the point is the show kind of is, you know, me familia. And, Doug, you know what they say, don't mess with the family.
Oh, that's what they say sometimes. Yeah.
So that was a problem, which then led to some tension between us and management. Meanwhile, they're losing their asses, so they have to justify making changes, and they do it under the guise of content, but in reality, they're losing their asses. So,
well, they bought a station for $10 million.
take the over on that. And if you want to take the under on the sale price, you can ship it way lower. But they then piss Martin off because now they're trying to get tough and cool. Martin quits. Then they do these faux auditions in which Doug auditions. The Cat and I are like, Doug's obvious guy to come in and be the
We knew
co-host.
It was Doug before they brought him in. Both, do you remember who could we go to? And we both said Doug Vaughn almost right. Simultaneously.
Well, because I had worked with Doug for 5 years at KMOV, so I knew the program. And then the show goes well, and then we're going to the audition process for 2 months, which was effing living hell, because it was a new co-host every day. But I'm like, okay, I'll do whatever I got to do. And then in the end, we'll have the show. And then I come to find out that they're firing the Cat, new bathroom, said he didn't have a contract, didn't work out for them, and that I'm going to be working with Bob Fesco, and that didn't work out for anybody. And so my whole point in telling the story, and then the station got sold for a lot less than they bought it for, and so my whole point in telling the story is this shirt essentially is the reason why they lost a lot of money, because it was the beginning of the end. It was the beginning of the end. That shirt, that stupid, stupid-ass shirt, is the beginning of the end.
It triggered everything.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
I gave you that shirt about a year ago.
Yeah.
I had it in my drawer, and I brought it in for you guys. I forgot I had it.
If they'd only had a few more shirts. See?
Yeah. If they only had a few more shirts, they would still be owners. A 590 The Fan.
I think the real end came when we were in...
Profits would be all over our chests.
In New York for the baseball playoffs. We're all tired, cranky. We took cars into the city to do our show. They changed the time of the workout, so Martin and I had to leave early, and apparently we didn't clear it. And I received a phone call from an angry program director.
I thought it was I saw an email.
And and then I saw Martin got the same phone call. Martin didn't handle it as well and was furious.
Yes.
They would question. We're going all over the city trying to make everybody happy. And we had
Doug, the commute into the city from Queens after getting 3 hours of sleep.
Right.
Not ideal. But I remember the first day, and I wonder why we changed it, but it was a Cardinals-Mets 2006 NLCS, and I was staying in Manhattan. You guys were staying in Queens because you had to go to the games, whereas I was just hanging out. And so I went out to Queens, and we did the show from, I seriously think it was La Quinta in Queens. I'm not exaggerating that. There aren't a lot of Ritz-Carltons in Queens.
From Marisek's room or something like
that?
Yeah,
we were in somebody's room, and it was like
John Maris.
A crap hole hotel,
yeah.
You know, kind of near Shea Stadium. And we could have done that the next day, but for whatever reason, Barrett wanted us in the CBS studios, which is on the west side of Manhattan, and that meant the Cat and Martin had to cover the game until whatever time you'd be covering the game. You know, it's a late night game, especially on the East Coast, and then make your way into the city to do the show.
The workout time where we had to leave early to go and shower and make it to the workout, and he was upset with it. And Barrett worked in a few different markets, so I know he was a guy. I know he had worked in some big markets, so, you know, we did listen to him because he had this cachet of working, I can't remember which big market.
Can only buy so much time, Plowhawk.
I spent 4 years in San Francisco.
Philadelphia.
Market four. That was market four. San Francisco market four or five, Doug? Four.
I think it's five. Mm. I think
and Philadelphia's
Philly,
four?
Philly's four.
I went to Bristol, Connecticut.
Mm. Huh. Well, usually in situations like that, whoever's paying the bills, that's who gets top priority. And if the television stations were paying the bills, that's kind of who you answer to first.
Yeah.
Or if the radio station's paying the bills, that's who you answer to first.
Right. That's only fair.
Yeah.
But I don't believe in that scenario the radio station was paying for Martin or the Cats' travel, hotel, food, and escorts. I don't believe right. They were.
And they were willing to pay for the escorts, but not everything else.
Correct.
And yet they wanted
they
them
probably
to drop
had a
their
group rate.
They wanted them to drop
plus,
their TV responsibilities for the radio, which wasn't paying anything.
They offered to pay for our travel, but they said we had to get to New York on the Becky Thatcher, and we're like, that's going to take too long.
No, that was moored on the Mississippi.
Well, but what you can do, and a lot of people have done, is take the Becky Thatcher down the Mississippi to New Orleans, then go around the Gulf of Mexico, and then up the East Coast,
and that would have taken
into
too much
time. Past the Statue of Liberty, and then
well, if you want it bad enough, that's what you do,
right? You know, what do you think you could do that in a minute? You think you can make that trip in a day?
No.
The Thatcher can move, bro.
You know, it would take longer than a day, but, you know, don't tell me about the pregnancy. Show me the baby.
Well, let's workshop this. Christopher Columbus discovered America in 1492.
I don't believe that.
Three ships, and these were their names. La Pinta, La Nina, La Santa Maria. Iggy's looking at me like I'm insane. Sorry, Iggy.
I don't believe that Becky Thatcher would have been able to hold up for the trip.
Why is
I
that?
I think the old girl would have sailed down the mighty Mississippi in good shape, maybe even managed to get through the Gulf of Mexico. But by the time they hit the Gulf Stream waters there around Florida, it would have just crumbled into 100 pieces. You would have all been diving off the ship trying to swim desperately to shore.
And still received an email, how come you're not in New York for this show? Hey, Tim, I bet you look great in that shirt. You look great in anything. That's from the 314.
Hey, thank you, Danny Schwartzy.
And I remember, what do we have, a listener party or a Christmas party? And one of the station management came up to me and said, Cat, come here. And he put his arm out. I want to show you some of what we're getting for you guys. Look at these pullovers. Look at these zip front pullovers.
Yep.
And I never got mine because I was terminated, the next day, 2 days?
I believe January 3rd, 2007, if memory serves.
Yeah, boy, you're good with dates.
January 3rd, 2007.
Don't feel bad. I didn't get one either because I didn't go to the party because I had a bowl on Thursday nights.
Oh, sweet. Where were you bowling?
And because I didn't get to the party, I wasn't given one, even though I worked at the station. You have to go to the party to get the jacket, so I didn't get one.
Iggy, you've been in radio for 142 years. You don't need another pullover. Anyone who is upset that they didn't get a pullover,
it's the thought
or
that
a
counts.
Fleece that you throw on the stage.
It's the thought that I was part of the station. Everybody at the station got one. I didn't because I couldn't get to the Christmas party.
Where were you bowling, Angry?
Back then, it probably would have been Strike and Spear.
Strike and Spear. Is that still around?
Nope, it's now, they extended the Jewish Community Center. They took over the bowling alley, and now that's part of the...
What are you driving at?
Oh, right there at Schutz Road in Lindbergh?
Seemed like you got a real beef with a certain segment of the community.
Well, the Jewish Community Center is right there, and Strike and Spear was next to it, right. And they needed it for the old folks' home.
So is it disputed land?
No, they owned it. And they just didn't renew the lease to Strike and Spear.
Do people from Strike and Spear feel like the Jewish people owned it, or are they disputing it?
No, they did own it. They owned the land. They were just leasing it, and when the lease was up, they didn't renew the lease.
They shouldn't have put that settlement
knocked
there.
It down,
that's what
and then
Tim's driving at.
Then put up an old folks' home. But good for them.
Good for those Jewish people.
If they'd have knocked it down a year before, I'd have had a windbreaker.
Doug, this is Ray King.
All right. Hello, Ray.
Hey, happy Friday, boys.
Okay. Hey, Ray. What's the word? I bet Wheelhouse finna be a pony tonight. Girls finna be scissoring like the Dickens. Yep.
Oh, I'll be there. If anyone wants to come see a hot guy, come see me.
What are you doing exactly? Bartending?
Oh, yeah. We bartend tonight at the old Wheelhouse. Doug, why don't you make a trip?
Well, I'm busy tonight.
I bet.
Oh, what are you doing?
Well, I'm fine, ladies.
Busy with lady journalism at the Four Fox.
Oh, well, there might be four or five different lady journalisms at Wheelhouse. Probably making out with each other.
Yeah. God bless America. Man, that's really what it is all
it
about.
Is really what it's all about.
I wanted to give a shout-out to White Collar Gangster and Pawnee. I wanted to say congrats to them for being with child, and if they were smart, they'd name their baby after me.
They'd name their baby Ray.
No, Ray King. First name, Ray King.
Ray right. King would
Last
be the name. Ray King.
Whatever their name is.
Like Ray King leaves. Gangster.
Yeah. Well,
that's a wonderful thought, Ray.
It is a nice thought. Salt and Smoke, the official brisket of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Delicious.
Oh, hey, what up, Tom?
Isn't he good? Tom. Isn't he the best?
Oh, yeah. You guys ever go there and get the Ray King?
No, I get Postmates. So Tom has an official thing for you?
The Ray King, yep.
I didn't know that, Doug.
The brisket sandwich with a side of brisket sandwich.
That's pretty good.
Double brisket.
That brisket is awesome. We haven't had it in a while.
Is that our passive aggressive way of asking for Tom to run some out?
Well, we're in St. Charles. We understand. It's not as.
Oh, maybe I'll bring some out to you guys today.
Yeah, come on out, right? See what the word is.
That'd be friendly.
But what's up with all this talk about the dragon?
Doug doesn't believe dragons are real.
What, Doug? You don't like dragons?
Well, there's a Komodo dragon that's real, but these dragons that fly and spit fire. No, they're not real. Sorry, Ray.
You seemed to like when I was dragging my
ass. Put him down! Put him down!
I hope he still brings the brisket.
Ray King has been suspended. Ray King has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the leather-bound suspension logule brought to you by Wright Business Products. They can put your name on pens,
Doug,
as they did mine.
He just worked you, because he went through a long, long thing.
We got him potted down.
Put some good tidings up there.
He did put nice tidings up.
The White Collar Gangster and Tawny.
Yeah.
All just to get at you.
He did.
Well, you know what? The brisket's not coming, so he got at you, too.
wow, you're angry about this.
The Sea Monster just said, Tom is coming here next Tuesday with Bringus and to cut a new commercial. I don't know which one will be more delightful, because his commercials are wonderful.
They really are.
Yeah.
He is a delightful sort.
Would be nice to be approved for the fan pin when it changed months ago. Doug, it was a year ago we changed the fan pin. I was never approved. I guess listening since the beginning doesn't matter to you guys. I don't want to officially put you on notice. It's from Jason S. Well, Doug, it sounds like we have a situation where I was blocked from the fan page for whatever reason, and it really pissed me off.
So why don't you let this fella on?
I have no pending approvals outside of one for somebody who fought Ryan Kelly a couple of months ago. That's the only pending approval.
I don't understand. So Timber Fake is not approved for the fan page?
That's correct. You see right there? Request.
Why?
You see the only request? Because I dealt with a lot of BS from that fight, and it really pissed me off. And I am moving on.
Hmm. Sounds like you're moving to the deep south somewhere.
That's right.
I'm sure you guys know who I am.
That's right.
Huh. Where would you go? Like around Starkville?
I've already done Little Rock, and it was a little rough.
Did that feel like the Deep South, Little Rock?
I didn't think so until I got there, and they were calling me a Yankee.
Because you lived one state north.
Yeah. I didn't realize that was going on still.
When I was in Minnesota,
the Civil War hadn't crossed my mind.
When I was in Minnesota, they talked to me like I was a Southerner.
Yeah. We can't win.
They thought I was a Southerner being from St. Louis.
We can't win. Hey, I just talked to Tawny, and we are changing our baby's name, baby girl's name, to Ray King. Thanks, White Collar Gangsters. That's great. Okay. Tim, I got a sandwich name for Salt and Smoke. It's called the Doug Vaughn. It's my 33-year-old piece of meat in between Doug's 60-year-old
buns. Okay, that's going to do it. Who?
Mae Young's newborn hand. This Mae Young's newborn hand is something to keep an eye on right now.
I hate her. Mae Young's newborn hand, you've been suspended as well. You're probably wondering how long. Well, it'll be a period of 2 days' time.
Now, for this Hot Shots email of the day today, Tunnels 12,000 must win to force a tie with Misty Plops. Otherwise, Plops will claim email of the month honors and a $100 gift certificate to Hot Shots for the third consecutive month. Wow. I mean, this is a game seven, okay?
Yeah. Well, I hope Tunnels 12,000 can keep it clean and maybe he could earn my vote someday.
Tunnels didn't get any of our votes yesterday, but then it went to the Plowhawk and he went with Tunnels, and then Iggy went with the Plowhawk and Tunnels got his fourth email win for April. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny how that works. We're supposed to have the votes, and yet our votes meant nothing. It was hurtful.
Didn't feel right.
The Russians hacked the vote, or what?
Could well have, yeah.
Doug, this is Ellie.
Oh, hello, Ellie. Ellie!
It's Eli, actually.
Eli?
Oh,
hello, Eli.
Yes, Eli.
Good morning. Hey, I ordered a hat on a fan page last Saturday.
Didn't get it?
And every day I've been rushing home, calling wife from work, and I'm just wondering if you guys can give me a hat in the mail or something.
Doug?
Well, did you pay for it?
I sure did.
That would be, that. You know, it's our job to rectify that. If you could send me an email, Eli, we will do so. I would tell you that Dan Packer, Doug, you know him as Danny Packer?
Danny Packer.
He's the best in the business, and I'm sure there's an unforced error somewhere, and we will get it remedied ASAP, Eli.
But show,
I hope so.
Send some proof of purchase, please.
No, we have that all stored in the database.
Yeah, where should I send that, guys?
T. McKernan, Doug, it's TMC.
Yeah.
KER. N is in Nancy.
Just like it says.
A. N is in Nancy at Inside.
All Morning After with Tim McKernan.
No.
Just like it sounds.
The K is silent.
So McKernan.
Yes.
TMCK. There's one K. There it is, right there. We've already done it. ER. N is in Nancy. A N is in Nancy at Inside, opposite of Outside, STL.com.
McKernan.
No.
Got it. Okay, I'll handle it.
Thank you.
That was it? It was just a customer service call.
I think on the website it says if you have any questions for purchases, call 855 Cub Talk. So he probably realized we do a show. He just likes the look of the hat.
Yeah, I thought something else was coming. I thought that was going to lead into you like dragons?
What was that? It sounded like Francesa right there.
Yeah.
Did Buck Swope stick around for extra innings? I'm getting a chance to see extra innings for the first time.
Oh, he probably had some pictures to take. I don't know.
He gets some good pictures at Cardinal games. Swope does.
Does he?
Yeah. Well, and don't you give him the game ball?
Yes. No, absolutely not.
I just retweeted.
Oh, did you?
I quote tweet. Is that the same as retweeting?
Quote tweet is what you do when you don't want to give the original tweeter credit and you're hoping by quote tweeting it and saying something like, wow, that you'll pick up a couple followers.
Yeah, mine was just trying to sort of distance myself a little from
it.
So I wasn't really looking for extra followers, more like, hey, how about this? Don't really know what it's about. You know, that kind of thing.
What's this about, Tim? March 23rd, and I still haven't received it. The person texts in. Usually when there is an issue, and they aren't too often, best way to handle it is to email in within, I'd say, 48 hours, as opposed to waiting a month and 6 days and texting in. But I happened to see the text, and my recommendation, if you ever have a question regarding a purchase that you have not received, is to contact us at tmckernan@insidestl.com and include the proof of purchase, and we'll have it remedied ASAP.
William.
Thank you for your purchase with insidestl.com.
What about if they'd like to make a return? Can they do that? You can't return this merchandise.
No,
it's a hat.
Watch this. Hats for bats. Pretty good.
Okay.
Pedro Serrano.
Is that Dennis Haysbert? Sorry?
Pedro Serrano? That's Haysbert? Now he does Allstate commercials? And Pedro Serrano?
He's very authoritative.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Yes, he is.
My suggestion next time someone calls with a customer service issue, we give them the old transfer of the phone call bit. Oh, that's domestic.
Domestic purchases. Caps.
We'll send you over. Domestic purchase desk. Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to have to send it to the East Coast representative. East Coast purchases.
Tim, I ordered hand release from Doug, and I still haven't received it. Thanks, Steve Wildwood.
Steven Wildwood just got himself suspended. He's not going to like it. It doesn't feel very good. Steven Wildwood, you've been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Your name now appears in the leather-bound suspension logule. Written down by ink. Delivered to us by Right Business Products.
Bud selects the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. I would imagine a lot of Patriots are going to settle in tonight for the Cardinals and Reds and Blues and Predators with a delicious Bud Select.
If it doesn't rain, it's supposed to pour down rain
the next 3 days.
All weekend.
The next 3 days.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, it really does because the weather's been so great.
Well, hopefully for you, the cat, you'll get a couple double headers in again.
Well, I'm off Sunday.
So you'd like to see a doubleheader?
Well, I was told that they're mutual off days. I don't say the name of this team that they're playing. I try to ignore them because they're so good. But I was told that they probably wouldn't be stacking a doubleheader as a makeup game right away.
Nice.
My app that I'm looking at says that it will not be raining at 7 o'clock tonight, 30% chance at 8 o'clock, 40% chance at 9, 30% chance at 10. So they got a chance to play, good chance to play tonight.
Well, hopefully that we'll wait around a long time, and then they'll play.
Well, I don't think so. According to this, it's gonna clear up about 6 o'clock. So it should start on time.
Joe Stats just texted my phone, Doug. You know Joe Stats?
I don't think I do.
Loves America. Just had his 40th birthday party. This past Saturday, you should have come by. It was in South City. Couldn't have been more than 100 steps away from Ted Drew's.
Well, I was out of town.
And it was an old-fashioned pony. And the nice thing is that Joe loves America. And he texted me and said, Tim, three stations ago, Proud Joe stiffed me on a $5 Pasta House gift certificate. I showed up to the Pasta House at Crestwood Mall. They wouldn't honor it. I'm putting the entire station on notice.
Some people like things and some people don't like other things.
How can I prevent my anus from bleeding?
Oh, I think we had the right idea that time we were offering as gifts the tickets to some show that you could also pick up at any gas station.
Yeah, that was for the Scorpions cover band, Family Arena.
Right. So if we don't actually have any stamps to mail you the prize you might have won, we can just tell you to go to any gas station and pick up some tickets your own damn self.
And then my compadre in the Secret Service, you know him, don't you, the cat?
Who? Well, we've met him a couple
of
times.
Oh, you knew him too, Doug? Okay.
Didn't he bring us baseball bats at one point?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, okay.
Yeah, definitely loves America. Said there was a La Quinta on Northern Boulevard and 114th Street by Shea. We did a huge raid there in 98. So that's where we did our show from in 2006.
You also, like, when you went to your room after a game, you'd have to step over people that were just sleeping in the hallway.
God.
But you probably saved $15, $20.
Well, I didn't. I didn't make those arrangements.
Well, you're not a company man.
Tell Joe Stats I'll make up for Joe. I'll bring him in a $10 gift certificate and give it to you on Monday, and you give it to him.
Wow, wow, wow. That's Iggy correcting producer Joe's wrong. Which is what all Iggy's asking from Fantasy Baseball 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, I feel bad for Joe Stats. It's been, 6 years, but still, I'll get him one.
He needs his $5.
Well, Doug, I wish I could give you a better explanation for it, but we're doing everything to prevent any issues that we may have had last year.
Have you ever been talked down to like that in your life?
Yes. Yes, I have many, many times.
Guys, I still haven't gotten Iggy's Mr. Skin password from 3 years ago. Thanks. That's from Tony Dow.
It's still the same.
And all the caddies on the PGA Tour have it? Like even Fluff?
Well, it changed after that. He had it changed after that because it was getting inundated. So he gave me a new one. But Tony Doe, just send me a message on Facebook. I'll give it to you.
Tell Joe Stats I won his celebrity par 3 shot. Thanks. That's from Matt, who bowls at Hank's. Yeah, Doug, 2 weeks from today, Jackie Papers. 2 weeks from today, we'll be live at Tapawingo for Michelob Ultra's presentation of the Freedom Open, with portions of the proceeds going to Three Little Birds for Life. I am looking forward to that. You know, I was with Cletus yesterday, Iggy, and he is not happy that you are no longer going to have Jay Delsing on your team.
He was calling him, not me.
No one ever called him?
I wonder if Jay Williamson will play on my team.
Call him.
Might have to.
No, me and Cletus play every year, and we're going to have Lizzie Utoff, and he said, I'll try to get Jay Delsing.
He told me she hits the ball 300 yards. Are there women who hit the ball 300 yards?
Big old burly gals.
Like who?
Laura Davies used to.
Oh, yeah, Big Mama.
Then some.
Yeah.
What about Michelle McGann, the Mad Hatter?
Uh-huh, Joanne Carner.
Yeah, sure. she was short.
Every bit
who
of
was, Michelle McGann?
Yeah.
So she couldn't hit a long way?
She was straight, but...
Patty Berg used to.
So she hit the ball short and straight?
Well, she 240, 250, not 300.
Mm-hmm. Patty Berg used to hit him about 370. She played linebacker on one of Bud Wilkinson's Oklahoma clubs.
And then moved on to the LPGA?
Yes, she did.
No idea.
Was that
Big Leatherneck.
Mama? Big Mama, Joanne Carner?
Yep.
I think the only girl that could possibly hit a 300 is Lexi Thompson.
Lexi Thompson, who was robbed of a major 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, she was, USGA. But Cletus, you said you were calling Jay.
Now you're talking to Cletus, but looking
at me.
He's
listening, I'm sure.
Okay.
I have nothing to do with it.
Well, maybe you called Jay today.
I thought Dan Stack was playing. He told Dan Stack he could play.
Danny Stack.
Yes.
Where is he? What's he doing?
TFK. I don't know. He blamed me for not being on the team. I have nothing to do with this team.
Well, I thought you were assembling a team of Cletus and Jay Delsing and Lizzie. What's her last name?
Lizzie Utoff.
Utoff, Doug.
Yeah, that's what you posted on the fan pin. I don't know.
I don't believe I posted that on the fan
pin. Do you think Jay Delsing by himself could probably win the tournament if he got to hit four shots? It's a scramble, right?
Yes, it is.
If he got to hit the
best
ball four times from every location, he'd probably win it by himself.
Well, he's never won a PGA event, so.
No, but
so you're holding Jay Delsing.
He would still be far, far superior to any of the players that will be at this event.
I don't think he could shoot 15 under by himself. Hitting
you think 15 under is the number?
No, but he's getting the same four shots that the foursome is going to get.
Is there going to be controversy because everybody, well, not everybody, but some people will be playing some 18 and other people will be playing a different 18 because it's a 27-hole course at Tapabanga.
Yeah, I thought there might be, but if you look at it, it's the same.
Are there three par fives on the Merrimack?
I don't know.
But there's three par threes, too, which is...
That's tough to shave there.
It's hard to birdie all the par threes.
Right.
And it's the same yardage, maybe give or take 30 yards. So,
do you think I will experience complaints?
Oh, you know you will. But
what?
I don't think you should, but yeah, there'll be people.
But we're playing for a huge, huge prize pool.
Huge prize, yes. A trophy that you have to give back, don't you, at the end of the year?
Well, it's a traveling trophy.
Okay.
And people are going to complain.
You're getting a free six-pack of beer per person.
Right.
Cart, fellowship.
Fellowship.
Day out in the sun, and you're going to bitch.
Yeah. Shut your pie hole wiener face. That's what you tell them.
Hey, Tim, I won a wingy wingy party 5 years ago, but when me and my friends went in there last week, the place was closed. Can we just do it at Kirkwood Brew House? Thanks. That's from the 314. Now, does that transfer from restaurant to restaurant?
Yes. Yes,
sure
it does.
But the Kirkwood Brew House is only 6 months old.
What was the place that did the wingy wingy?
Showmies, maybe?
Showmies. And they're not
on the landing?
They're not in business anymore?
I think the landing's experiencing a real boom period right now, so that would surprise
is it really?
Me.
Yeah, a lot of new growth down in that area.
Now, I won't say that Jake's Steak's there.
How was it?
It's pretty good. I don't know if that still exists.
I believe they constructed a new building down there around 1890.
That's the old spaghetti.
But the last new construction they've had.
Spaghetti factory still there?
Doug?
Don't know.
Oh, I'm sure
I do know
is.
That when it rains, outside the parking structure, there's a little puddle that has a real... deep drop off, and if you're even if you're in a Jeep vehicle, you can still
no. It's a good idea to try to drive right through the Mississippi River.
Tim, you should make a separate prize for those who play the nine with the three par threes. The issue's then solved. Doug, so now I need to create.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. What do you say to them if they have a problem?
Shut your pie hole wiener face.
Oh, we're watching a 3-2 pitch to Matt Carpenter. There's a drive, Doug. There's a drive. Who's the right fielder for the Blue Jays?
Bautista.
Just looks up and watches it soar.
I think he was at third base then.
I don't know. I think that was him.
And he throws his glove down like Pedro Guerrero in Game 6 of the 1985 NLCS. Why do you think Pedro Guerrero was throwing his glove? Was he mad at Jack Clark's home run?
Yeah.
Or was he mad that Tommy Lasorda decided to pitch to Jack Clark?
Or he just knew he was going to get Mickey Finn later at a hotel and have all his jewelry stolen.
Now you look at this celebration for the Matt Carpenter Grand Slam walk-off. They were like, okay, let's get out of here because it was a long day. It was a long.
There's still another ball game to be played.
Yeah. Oh, there I am.
How do you look? Just when you see yourself.
If it's a quick glance, I look fine. Otherwise, not easy on the eyes.
No. That was a nice win. Down 4-0 in the seventh.
Randall Grichuk.
A lot of those over the course of a year.
Blue Jays got problems, man.
Well,
what happened?
Well, Josh Donaldson.
Yeah, no, that's
Troy
definitely
Tulowitzki,
a big part of it.
Jay Happ, Aaron Sanchez are all on the DL.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. But still, for him to go from what it was to what it is now, holy moly.
Now, I tweeted out after the game 500 because I think that's a positive step if you're looking to get back on track. And then I got some tweets. How far we've fallen when we're celebrating.
There you go. Right.
I said, it was just a tweet. No one was popping champagne, but certainly getting back to 500.
What, so people got mad at you for that tweet?
Yeah.
Really?
After a 3-9 start to get to 500 certainly is a step in a positive direction.
Buh. That's what Tony would have said about 500. Buh. Like to be plus 10. Like to be plus 12. Buh. We're not tied for first.
I mean, Cletus just texted me, said we have Dan on our team, so I guess he's not mad.
He's on.
Danny Stack.
Design Air is the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour. Design Air Heating and Cooling, donating 2% of all sales from the TMA audience to Three Little Birds for Life. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Design Air, out at my home for the basement finishing and setting up a whole thing there for us, and that's why I can speak firsthand to Design Air Heating and Cooling. Make sure to mention you listen to TMA, as Design Air is now donating a portion of all sales from our audience to Three Little Birds for Life. 314-739-1600 or visit designairservice.com. Design Air Heating and Cooling, support the sponsors, and we highly recommend Design Air Heating and Cooling. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard. Stop a train. All right, we'll take a commercial break. Come back with more of the Ryan Kelly Morning After.